Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy Jay here, and I'm here back with my co-host.
What's up, y'all? What's up? It's Kimani.
I'm the 20th. That is the 20th.
Yeah.
So, you want to know, see what's going on, hear my voice. I'm going to be here till the 20th. So, the next radio show, I'll be here.
Yeah, we got my boy Key back here. Man, Key is good. And first of all, something that did not hear the first time is the first show of 2019. If you hear the last week, be sure to go to Blog Radio and you'll be able to hear it. However, this is the second one, but this is the first one that we actually have P back on the show. P, how has it been since you've been gone, bro?
It's been a hot minute. DC is the same. It's kind of nice, though, because it's a little cold, so you don't see a lot of people just, you know, hanging out and all that stuff. But it's better than Rockford. Rockford's in the mountains. And so it was snowing, you know, like 10 days before Christmas. And y'all just started seeing snow like 2 days ago. And I didn't have any boots, so it feels nice to be over here.
Yeah, yeah. So, hey, guys, if you don't know what's going on today. Today, my friend, we're going to be going into today's topic, which is world news for you guys. A lot of you guys wanted to hear about. I know a lot of people, you know, you got the people who are all about politics. You also got people that are less in the same nominally about politics. I like to, you know, have fun, chill, get up, gaming, and everything. So you're not only beginning your real world, but y'all be getting a little entertainment, you know what I'm saying? So kick back and enjoy this. So, Keith, before we start, L would like to. I'm sorry, we forgot. We almost forgot about L. We got in the building.
I'm in the building.
L, you want to go ahead and take a commercial for us real quick before we get to this?
Radio is brought to you by the Future Foundation. The Future Foundation is a 501c3 nonprofit that teaches justice advocacy, community organizing, and resource regeneration for future adults ages 13 to 21 and their families. You can join us at 1304 Tower every Thursday. Trap karaoke at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., and the Stay Woke Radio program live at 7. Learn more by visiting www.thefuturedc.org or our Stay Woke DC Facebook or Instagram page.
Thank you, L. Thank you for that. So today, my friend, what we're going to do today, so first up, we're going to have Key. He's going to give you all your he's going to give you all your business. So Key, what's the news you got, bro? All
right, so I was going to get a little bit serious because it's serious. Real wars. You know, it's not fun and games. It's not fanatical. It's real. We're going to talk about first what the government is arguing about. Yes, we're talking about Donald Trump wanting to expand the budget for the wall that he promised during his inaugural speech. Apparently, because Trump and the rest of the government basically not come to conclusions about how this wall is going to be built and who's going to pay for this wall, they decided to shut down. And so we're on a, what's it called, a furlough?
Furlough.
Yeah. And it means some people whose jobs aren't as basically quote unquote valuable, they are on temporary or permanent leave. And it's about 800,000 people, yes, 800,000 people that are being affected by this. One of these 800,000 people are my dad. I said, is my dad. Had his contract withdrawn a little bit early because of that. But it's okay. Because my dad's tough. My dad knows how he's not. This is not his first time going through a financial crisis. He knows what to do. And we have a plan already set up. He's applying for jobs. And if we need a little bit more money, we got ways to get money. Not illegal ways. You know, like sell cupcakes or something. You know, anything like that. The blue collar way, you know?
I dig.
I really do dig that.
That shutdown is something serious.
It really
know?
Is.
It's something serious.
It's just, right at the moment, what I believe is it's just Trump being Trump. He's just trying to be ignorant, trying to get what he, because he couldn't get it first. Now he's forcing to try to get it. If he doesn't, the government's going to be shut down. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's not only is it affecting us, but it's also affecting him in a sense. And the world as well. And now, actually, because he's doing this, now there's a lot of places where now he's starting like not to do anything. For example, Trump actually decided that during the whole entire, during his whole entire shutdown, during the government shutdown, that he was not going to support the whole incident with California wildfire. So basically, there will be no funding going towards any wildfire that happened in California, which to me is just stupid. It's just stupid to me because, I mean, wildfire is serious. What if a wildfire were to spread out? Not to say this would happen.
Wow.
Pray the Lord that this would happen. But what if a wildfire happens in D.C.? What is he going to do? Then if it's in D.C. and it's close to him, then he's going to then it's a problem.
We got the whole Arboretum. It could be up in flames. And this
exactly.
Man would be talking about a wall in Mexico, something
right.
800 miles away or something like that. You
right.
know what I mean? Like yeah. You need a wall for what? Like, keep the idiots in? Like, no.
I know people are supporting him in some sense, but you have to admit, support him or not, his decision and his other future decisions sometimes has affected you. Like, we're not saying, oh, forget Trump, we hate him, but we are saying that if you support him, I don't support him, he's affecting you. He's affecting other people who support him.
I don't understand anyone that can support him. I don't even understand how people would be able to support him for real, to be honest with you. But that's just.
Yeah. So,
I mean, it's okay. But in other news, in other big news,
we gotta talk. This other thing, man, it's a very touchy subject for a lot of people. So please don't. Before you guys go into speculation, thinking that we're supporting this person, we are just giving our honest opinions. We're giving our honest opinions. We don't. We first of all. So basically, what we're gonna be talking about when we go into the whole R. Kelly thing, the whole entire R. Kelly whole controversial thing. And basically what we want to talk about is we want to give our thoughts on it. Well, and as you see, there's a lot of people out there who more than likely saw the documentary.
Yeah, it was a four-part series.
So, yeah. And I for sure myself did not go see the I didn't really have time. But
I'm just gonna give y'all a bit of context because you definitely watched it here at the Future Foundation. You know, our staff have seen it because you know it's important to just be abreast and be knowledgeable about what we're talking about. But in each hour of the series, he brought out or the directors brought out new victims, new different women that he was dating at the same time.
Oh.
And keep it like right at the same time
also,
that he's making the music, that he's
right.
keeping other girls like in studios in Chicago.
Yeah.
Some of them are in Atlanta. Like other women being roped into this like really big scheme. And I thought something that was interesting is that they like some part of the intro is like they do like a picture menage.
Right.
And it's like all of the people who are affected. And it's like, it's so many people because it's not just the girls, it's like their families, their parents,
yeah,
their sisters. Like
right,
he dated some women that were like in their 30s. Like they were affected. They had to go to therapy. You know what I mean? Like they're established women and he still, you know, went in and got them to break themselves. So like, yeah. Watched it. The man is going to talk about the impact that it's doing because it's real.
Personally, it just kind of, I didn't really pay attention really much to what he did. I can't say I was a big fan of music, but I definitely say I didn't listen to some of his music.
He comes on a rich, I consider his popular.
Yeah, his music is very popular. So it really hid the fact of what he was doing.
I don't think any of us out here buying R. Kelly albums ever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't our music. That's fine. But also, growing up.
Yeah.
Like,
because you know, you always have guys and everything. You have to hear
it's a party, right? It's a love music.
There was this one time I was in college. My friend.
Since you've been in college?
Since I've been in college.
Hey, man.
I'm still in college. My friend showed me some R. Kelly music, and it was like a song, a 2-minute song, but it was like a whole series of songs that told a story about like how like R. Kelly was like
trapping. You talk about trapping the carpet?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I'm gonna tell you that. It's not only is there a song for that, but there's also an entire series on
the video.
Yeah,
and videos. So R. Kelly actually did the song video story thing. Because he's like rapping the story word for word. It's before his time, but it's also like really wild.
It's really wild. It's a real wild situation. I feel like I really feel like many people look at this as a way to say, oh, I'm gonna stop listening to his music and everything, which in my defense. You can do what you want to, but I mean, some people really enjoy it. So if you're like a really hardcore R. Kelly fan, I really feel like a lot of people, I'm not saying they'll push past it, but they'll find a way to like, you know, say, oh, his music's still good. I'm just like, bruh, you're missing the entire point.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I listened to R. Kelly's, like, songs when I was growing up. And, like, I was a teenager, and, like, that was a song they would be playing at the dances. And, you know, that was the grown people music. You know? So, like, it had certain connotations of its own. We weren't just listening to R. Kelly because we was like, oh, we actually liked it. We were listening to R. Kelly trying to grow. Like, legit. Like, we were trying to grow. You know what I'm saying? So, like, part of what makes, and I'm just break it down for y'all, because, like, you know, we do this all the time. We learn about some stuff from a social justice perspective. Part of what makes, you know, the documentary and this issue is that he was taking advantage of people.
Yeah.
You know, really, he was paying people, you know what I'm saying? People were, his man is now also in trouble and in company.
He also paid off. But actually, what also happened was he ended up also paying off the girls. Not only did he pay off the parents, too.
Right. Well,
so that makes sense.
Right.
He paid, you didn't know that?
Right.
You didn't know about that?
Yeah. So, right.
Yeah.
I mean, and part of manipulating and taking advantage of people is feeding misinformation. You know what I mean? If you cut people off, then they look like they're guilty of something. They look like they're not moral. You know what I'm saying? You can question their character. They took money to be quiet.
Yeah. I feel like, though, because speaking from a commoner standpoint, you know, I'm not rich, not famous, and all that stuff.
Right.
So, let's not, like, put situations on this. You know, if it were me, I would have took it, take the money. Like that's my, if I was the father, that's my daughter who was traumatized by some famous dude who apparently likes underage females.
Right.
I feel like it's like, basically, I say if I was a father, my daughter would have chose, you know, to do these things with R. Kelly. Not because, like, I assume he was putting her, but I think the fact that he's like a celebrity who has money that, oh, she may have, like, you know, like his music and all that stuff, I think that could be, like, a major factor why, you know, all this happened. But speaking on a whole, like, you know, standpoint, I think, like, they probably feel like if they, you know, R. Kelly, you know, is rich and famous, probably has, like, you know, 20 lawyers ready to just fight back against his, I guess his charges and all that stuff. Maybe they feel like they wouldn't win, even if they didn't say something, so the best thing to do would be to take the money. I don't have a good excuse, but I could see it be like, some people say, like, okay, I'm just going to take the money and it's silent. If that is, you know, that could be a valid reason, in my opinion.
I want to make one more statement before we finish this out.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you all know, as most people knew about it, I don't know if you guys, but R. Kelly was, he had a brother, right?
I did not know this.
Yeah, R. Kelly had a brother.
Yeah, his name is,
Kelly.
P. Kelly.
Kelly.
So, we talked about the fact of how R. Kelly, you know, like women. His brother, his younger brother, like older women.
That's just ironic.
Yeah, that's really ironic.
So, what I heard on the video, and we're going to, yeah, we close it out, that, you know, they're going to be telling, they're not going to tell the story. The call and question, why is it necessary to make money with this? Why is it necessary to, you know, why is your family behind of all things in the world to unify behind as a family of brothers and black men, you know what I'm saying? Why is it, you know, your brother who is accused of pedophilia, not your other brother who knows what, but your brother is accused of pedophilia. Not the, you know what I mean? Not the youngest brother and his fetish from older, like the younger brother.
The older brother.
No, I don't think so. Just, I'm calling the question. There.
I don't think
he ain't arrested yet, but Chicago pulled one out for his arrest.
Yeah.
And Chicago's newly elected black DA or IRS official. Hopefully, we'll be getting better things coming out of these states.
Yeah. So, wrap that topic up. So, Keith, what do you think about playing for this? Please, a little break for this.
Play. She knows.
Oh, no. You know what? Let's save that. Matter of fact, let's do.
What's the name of that song?
Oh, we didn't find it. But, all right, so we will have. So, the next song we're going to play is Omarion. The next song we're going to play is Omarion. You like it. So, or anyway, y'all. Personal favorite topic in the world. specifically into entertainment. But not just specific, but to be more specific, we're going to delve in and dive into the game world. So for all my gamers out there, you know, maybe somebody knows a friend at home, maybe a friend of yours who's a gamer that you know of, maybe you share news with them. Anyway, but I will tell you guys this, if you guys want to get to this, please make sure the call number is 646-787-8623. That number again is 646-787-8623. Now, a lot of you guys may be saying, well, if you're talking about gaming, first thing to know is, so, last year, a few months back, last year, before, like towards the ending of 2018, there was a post on Twitter made by some people who were working with Bandai. Basically, they were saying that they were, and people were believing that Fighter Z was not having any more turns. Now, people were going and were getting confused that that was one of the ways that they were playing. Basically, if they move, if they stop doing the tournament, sorry about that, they lose a lot of money. So basically, what happened a few months after that, there was another post on Twitter made by the new owner, which, by the way, shout out to Ben, I know you guys really mean such. Give me, I do really enjoy y'all. I say you guys being, and I will hope to one day meet a worker from there. The next post, there's a post again on Twitter, which then said that, as from the new owner, he said basically that working on the whole situation that fighting will indeed end up committing. So, for all my lovers out there, be ready for fighters and turns because there will be one coming up in a little bit. So, with that being said, there's also. This also dives into the realm of other games that also have to do with fighting. Like, for example, Tekken, Street Fighter, especially.
Oh, it's another game. Oh, Marvel vs. Capcom, Naruto Storm 4, I don't know.
You're saying that the fighting, I guess the rules that are changing in this one game platform or with this
could
one
affect
the other. Why is that, though?
Because, okay, so FighterZ, if you guys did not see the Icon Award at the end of the year, FighterZ was nominated for a few things, but it won the one award it won that it was nominated, it won Best Fighting Game of the Year.
That's right.
Yeah,
And what's great about it is, like,
the people who make fighters, I think this game called Guilty Gear, and that's like the same type of game. It's like you press one, you do a whole combo. See, that's like the thing in America right now, the anime in America. Mm-hmm. Dragon Ball Z, and I guess Power Story. Dragon Ball Z. And people love Dragon Ball Z and graphics, but like anime, for example, a DLC character based on Goku looks way better than the Goku now because the graphics change. You know, when people are writing over, like, over and over, for, like, over years, it gets better. You can tell, like, the DLC character for Goku looks like an outdated version of Goku. And new Goku looks like something that actually looks like, you know, what they were on the anime.
Right.
The graphics are so good. It looks better.
Other thing. So, with that being said, we're also going to be so key. You don't know about this. But, I might get out there who aren't just fans of Dragon Ball. There are two games that are coming out this month. I don't exactly know the actual release dates for them, but I know they are coming out this month. I think one release is next week after. But one game is games that are coming out is Kingdom Hearts 2, and I think actually Kingdom Hearts 3 and Resident Evil. They're remaking, and also this year, some other things that are coming out. One is, it comes out after this, and that is what a lot of my anime fans have been waiting for, and that is where we can not just play as Dragon Ball Z characters, play as a character from an anime, that is Jump Force. Now, a lot of people were speculating on when Jump Force was supposed to be coming out, but Jump Force Jump Force.
Can you describe the game? Like, I've never heard of it. It sounds dope.
Basically, game is you have Naruto, Goku, three big main characters, three characters from big main anime.
From big anime, do a lot of fighting. Yeah. Okay.
So Deku was also confirmed. Trunks, Vegeta, all from different games. They're all part of this one game where you can fight each other with these characters. Now, the reason why it's so popular or wanted, now there was a that opened up, I think, a few months back, and a lot of people were playing it. So now, February 15th is the release date for Fighters. Jesus Christ, boys, for Jumper. Thank you.
Okay, that's dope.
But I will say this, there is a game that is in circulation. I cannot guarantee when the actual release date for the game is, but to my speculation, it will probably sometime later in the year, probably sometime closer to like sometime in spring. And that game is Xenoverse 3. Now, Xenoverse 3, now, I can't guarantee that there is a date for it, but there's an actual like. So, it was about E3 in 2018. There was everything, there was talk about it, but there was never really, they never really dealt much into it. So, basically, but to my knowledge, my delving of my thoughts, I have been able to say that they definitely probably more likely will come out with Xenoverse 3. Because think about it like this. First came out. Everybody played the game. Any anime fan, any fighting game fan, anybody that was a fan of Dragon Ball Z played the game. Right? Then Xenoverse 2 came out 2 months later. Xenoverse 2 before Fighter Z was the biggest named Dragon Ball Z game to come out to date. That's true.
That is true.
So what made you think that Xenoverse 2 is not? So what I'm gonna let Key talk about a little bit, talk about what his section of it before we get more into. I did want to talk about. I did want to have your opinion on some stuff with the game.
Okay.
So, take it away.
We talk about the games that are released now. Let's talk about games we already played. I got the game. Y'all want to tell me it's Wild Style, right? 1999. You know, don't touch my ages. 1999, Wild Style on PS. 1999. We got Black Ops 4. Old Boys is a trending game and all this group. Talk about the PCs. It's Dota, League of Legends.
Okay.
I'm talking about trending games. My cousin plays
trending games. We're talking about trending games. You got a Gmod problem.
So if I got to pick one game, like I got a Mac. Played on Mac. The Legends game.
League of Legends.
What kind of game is it?
It's MMORPG.
You like it? Basically, for League of Legends, you need a mouse pad or a mouse. This requires a lot of clicking and a lot of noise too. You have to click to move over and over again. So for an example, let's say I'm at point A, right? You have to click point B to get to point B. You want to move somewhere else. You don't hold the mouse. You have to click it again. So A to point B, that's two clicks. Point B to C, like another click. C to D, it's a lot of clicking. All right? I'm just gonna say it now. The game isn't really, you know, good clicking on that stuff. You know, if you want to click a lot, you know, go on a Google tab and then just click a lot of stuff. It's not that hard. But the real
point is,
it's a strategy. It's like an enemy. That are against you with minions.
So it's guns. Is it a shoot game?
It's combos, swords, hurricanes.
Oh,
guns.
So it's more adventure than it is. Okay.
Yeah, and it's hero too. So
that's hero.
It's not like Superman or Wonder Woman.
You're trying to tell me a mission or something like that. Save the day.
If your job is to like.
I was talking about something else. We're in. That topic, we need to talk about speaking of games. We need to talk about games. Well,
basically, two minute mobile games.
All right.
No.
Dokkan Battle. One, it's an update where basically it might be
some legends for those people who are my dead news. You might be into that. And also, for those people who are Dragon Ball Z Dokkan Battle players, you guys do remember that we did hit number one in the App Store. So we ended up getting 40-something stones. But on the Japanese version, the first time we hit it, we got 30, and the second time we got 100. I know a lot of you guys probably spent that. You guys already have Gogeta Broly. Your boy doesn't have him, sadly. But hopefully I do have him before the internet does go away. I really enjoy it. What else is there? Legends. Well, Future Gohan did just come out on Legends. They just dropped last night. I did something on the banner. Did not really pull anything. I mean, I'm not much of a Legends player. But I will say this, for all my Legends players out there, especially shout out to one of my favorite YouTubers, Nano. Rest in peace. Not rest in peace, but I feel bad for you. You went 30 crystals and did not pull a Gohan at all. I feel bad for you, man. But I really do hope that you're able to the Gohan right now. Still in there. I know you already have Trunks. You have my the Gohan that you didn't get. So my hope to you that you put that new bullet, and I hope to my new Vegeta. But back to it.
All right, look. More about trending games. I'm gonna just say two from each platform. The big platforms. I'm not gonna have a trending game for like the PolyStation or something. Like what or for Linux. Even though it is technically what you call PC. PlayStation. It's before PlayStation. I should have said. A lot of people started Uncharted 4. Games like that. The Last of Us. Up soon. It'll be a real trending game. And everybody is looking for that game. Another PlayStation exclusive. God of War.
Well, God of War actually came out. God of War definitely still is a trending game because a lot of people still do play that. Oh.
And Xbox, Halo 5. Halo Infinite.
Halo everybody come out.
Halo 5, Infinite. And, I wasn't trending, but I wanted to put it out there. State of Decay 2, it was supposed to be a good game, but it got repetitive.
It was like,
I'm gonna lie to you, Jay, since you're the Xbox person, you gotta name one more in the game. I forgot about it.
Well, if we go to our trending games, the game that starts and will always be trending for as long as it's out is Dragon Ball Fighter Z. Fighter Z has always been a trending game. Ever since that game first released, it's never lost by one of the most trending games in the US. Not even in the US, but in the world.
I mean, like Xbox exclusive.
It's gotta be Xbox exclusive.
Yeah, just one. I can't. I'm Halo 5.
I don't know. I don't really know. Cause I don't really Xbox exclusive.
There's a game out there for Nintendo. A lot of y'all gonna love this because I love that.
Super Smash Brothers Ultimate, baby.
That's
the Nintendo Switch. Anybody want to try? Play me. Y'all come play me.
And Breath of the Wild, don't remember that. Even today, confusing about Nintendo. Look, we all have had those consoles. We all had those consoles that were like really good, had like good games back in the time. Like PlayStation 2 had a lot of big hit games. Like, oh, Sly Cooper, Ratchet and Clank, and Dexter, Sonic Heroes. Nintendo has two games.
Nintendo Switch, my keep cutting you off. If you guys have not played the game yet, I definitely recommend you playing it. I haven't played it myself, but I've seen gameplay. It's so amazing. Sonic Forces. Sonic Forces is your normal Sonic game. However, you don't really play as Sonic as much. You're able to make your own character. Two, you are able to, speaking of creating your character, of course you are a creator avatar. Pre-order the game, you are able to get some new stuff. I forgot exactly what you get. But
I didn't know that.
But in Sonic Forces, you're able to create a character, and the game is so fun. I don't have the game, but I played it. It is in my it's one of the most fun games I've played.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Are we
going into a commercial
right
now?
Wait, one more.
Yeah, we're not.
Nintendo Switch, bring back Arena Time and Majora's Mask. Those are the big two games you should have had. Oh, and I think Mario Kart. Oh, no.
Wait, before we end this off, we should think. What is some stuff we? First, what is some Yeah, what's some things that you think you should implement?
Okay, so first,
new trainers. New trainers?
Way new trainers.
Yeah, new trainers, I definitely. What about the, what do you think about the world?
Yeah, I want the transformation.
Yeah. I'm going to give you guys the one idea. I didn't come up with this, a friend of mine. I asked this idea. What about them bringing in mode into the game, right? Implementing a mode into this university where you can go, where you can become God. You can travel to other dimensions. You can travel to other universities. Hold on. You can travel to other universes. Fight the God that's in there. And if you are able to be there, you can become the God of Destruction of that universe.
That would be pretty nice. That would be a good game, though.
It would be, with, if they implement that at the university would then become would become even bigger than Fighter Z League. See, Fighter Z made a lot of money. And if we're going to talk about money, Dragon Ball Super Broly made $32 million. Didn't even hit the U.S. It made over $32 million in the box office. So imagine when it hits the US, exactly. So, without further ado, we're going to hop into the next song. It's going to be Neo. She knows. Don't go further, guys. We're going to be right back. And we're going to win our final topic. Sometimes, always gotta go for the bag.
up on the ops with the info. Gang, gang, put the bullets in your window. Catch a bullet if you get a Cosmo info. Better roger that like tenfold. Been getting to the ends that simple. Been jigging and killing the instrumentals. Got 5 cars, I don't do rentals. Get a bag and I kick it like Jitsu.
I get that bag and you know I'ma spend it. I just spent 60 to flood out my wrist. 2018 and you know that it's spawn. Chain on my neck and you know that it's glowing. Plaques on my wall and my bank account filled. I'm in the mansion, the top of the hill. I get it back and then you get it back and then I get another and you do it too. I get it back and then I get the crew. Baby need pampers and bottles of food. I see a bag and I get in pursuit. You see a bag and see many of your boots. Ooh, ride around the city in a white thing. Short and sexy, only want the nice thing. Ask me and I'ma say the same thing. I do not flex, all that I'm saying is Gucci feel better than Payless and Vans. And I want my style to be better than Bland. And I want my money to pop all the bands. And I want my haters to drop where they stand. Don't we all, only difference is I'm really out to do it all. Ain't no money in the bathroom, I never saw. You ain't with the crew, then you should come and risk it all. Got crew taking over like Pinky in the brain. Quit playing, little homie, we the women and the men. J to the I to the N to the X. You ain't talking cash, money man, I'm on to the next. S to the K to the Y to the E. Get the bag for my baby, U-I-D-I. And I put the last line on G-O-D. Eastside, Gary Indy with a R-E-P. Gang. I get that bag and you know I'ma spend it. I just spent 60 to flood out my wrist. 2018 and you know that it's fun. Chain on my neck and you know that it's glowing. Plaques on my wall and my bank account filled. I'm in the mansion, the top of the hill. I get a bag and then you get a bag and then I get another and you do it too. I get a bag and I triple it up. Bag never empty, I'm filling it up. Back in my wrist and my pinky lit up. Don't hit the store, you know I got the plug. Running up a check and check stiff till a trunk full. A whole lot of cheddar like a bag full of junk food. If you're talking money, maybe then you can come through. 500 racks on a whole lot of gym shoes. Calling me an addict, but I'm really just committed. If I hit the mall, then I'm blowing like 50. Haters gonna hate, but the rich getting richer. Think I'm going broke, then I'm thinking you a silly. Love in the States from LA back to Philly. I've been getting money, you ain't even gotta feel me. I get to the bag, you ain't even gotta give it. I be dripping diamonds, you ain't even gotta tip. Designing my clothing and tatting my body. And I keep on winning like Vincent Lombardi. CJ so cool, I'm the life of the party. Fly out the gate like I'm Madden Jeff Hardy. I get the bag and them haters are tardy. Chain on my neck probably cost an apartment. Not talking money, your combo was boring. You got me snoring. I get the bag and you know I'ma spend it. I just spent 60 to flood out my wrist. 2018 and you know that it's foreign. Chain on my neck and you know that it's glowing. Plaques on my wall and my bank account filled. I'm in the mansion, the top of the hill. I get it back and then you get it back and then I get another and you do it too. I get that bag and you know I'ma spend it. I just spent 60 to flood out my wrist. 2018 and you know that it's foreign. Chain on my neck and you know that it's glowing. Plaques on my wall and my bank account filled. I'm in the mansion, the top of the hill. I get a bag and then you get a bag and then I get another and you do it too. You do it too. You do it too. I get it back and then you get it back and then I get another and you do it too. You do it too. You do it too. I get a bag and then you get a bag and then I get another and you do it too.
I shake.
Royalty, I be the queen of things. I wake up and get it, they dream of things. Rolling on wrist and designer jeans. Niggas, they want me the finer things. Pushing the Jeepers on 32. Spending the money like I never lose. Whipping the truck like I ain't got a coupe. Get fresher than me, but bitch, where's your proof? My nigga the king, we making it happen. These niggas is bummy, they don't want to action. These bitches is trimming, I might get this back.
All right, guys, we are back in the studio. We are going to be finishing up our third subject. But our third subject today is social media. We're going to dive into the social media world. First, Twitter. Now, for a lot of you guys that don't know what Twitter is, Twitter was basically created as a way to express ideas. And sometimes people didn't know who you were. Sometimes people knew who you were. Apparently, if you want your friends to know who you were. So, I think about this. Twitter has its good moments. It has its bad moments. One of the bad things about Twitter that I have come to realize is that it can start the most stupidest beast in the
world. That is true.
It can stupidest beast. It can lead to dumb. It can lead to dumb shite. Shite. You know.
I know.
I just said the word. But anyway, it can lead to
Y'all do this to my social. Like, I wasn't to it. I don't know.
Nah. We're going to talk on Instagram a little bit, but Instagram ain't safe either. Instagram ain't safe either. But not only is Twitter, one of the bad things about Twitter is the song that came out on YouTube. And I swear to God, it is the most annoying and most stupid.
Well, so you're going to blame Twitter? You're going to blame Baby Shark?
Yeah.
I'm
going
to
blame
Big Spread.
Come on. Baby Shark. Now, I know a lot of people like this song, and I'm not saying it is a dumb song to you, but to me, I feel like it is one of the most stupid songs, and yet it also is one of the most funniest songs.
We are not the target audience.
Yeah, we're not sorry.
Us being the target audience, we do not. If I were a kid, I'm personally, not like I was a kid, but I hate now. But I'm not target audience, so my opinion might not matter.
Yeah, like, personally, myself, I'm not saying that you should be what, I'm just saying my personal opinion based on what I believe or what I think. I myself don't like the song. I myself don't like the song.
Notice right now, I have a lot of followers on Instagram.
Wait.
Mr. Graham's kind of, even though I'm a ghost, I think Twitter has, all social media by now have, you know, advertisements. That should, they do. Right. One of the ones I understand, there's an advertisement about Instagram, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, how the hell does that work? If I'm on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
And I'm about to, you know, look through my videos and all that stuff, like those videos, you know, other things. Why don't I hear an advertisement about Instagram on Instagram? If you look on the advertisement, where do you go?
Yeah.
Instagram. The same as you were. Oh, I'm sorry, website, bro. It's like the internet. The app, you go to the internet. I mean, unless you want your data up, you know, that's on you. What the hell is there?
But unless you have unlimited data. Unless you have unlimited data, you're going to worry about it.
That's true. That is true. But look, not all rich are.
Why don't you got to be rich to have unlimited data?
I mean, not rich. No, we all have money going to that.
Right.
We don't put in that one. What the? Look.
Now, okay, I'm going to say there's something that a YouTuber that I watched is, and it is, now what in the everyday is the hemoglobin is going on here with Instagram and Twitter? Why are they doing the things they're doing? Anyway, guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this little show of ours today. This is the one that we done in 2019. We do have a minute, so let's recap stuff we didn't think. Keith, we were talking about it earlier. So, we were talking about number three.
Wait, start again. You got
the real world news that we have to bring. There was one piece.
Day 20.
Day 20, and not only that, but also there's a documentary about Michael Jackson that is supposed to be releasing after Sundance. I don't know the exact date when it gets released.
We'll put it on our social media.
Yeah, we'll put it up on social media. But basically, it's to go into the story of two victims of his that were, one was 7, one was 10, basically. We're gonna see how that goes.
2019,
not too good. Remember, day 20 of the government. It's only January 11th.
It's only
lasted until Christmas. Yeah. This is before day 20.
Yeah. Right. But okay, so
January 10th, y'all.
I mean,
look, so we know it's gonna happen before.
China.
It's gonna be day 21 the next 4 hours.
So, universe 3. What did we miss? What they should put in?
Transformation. Bring new transformation.
They definitely have transformations. Bring in new modes. Bring in new characters. I believe that Kale. I believe that Kale and Leafla should be put in the game. You little disrespectful thing.
They don't have enough power here. So
Hit. Hit was already in. Hit's all in the universe, too. So they're definitely.
I'm talking about vanilla version. They hit.
Vanilla?
I'm not basic. Like DLC.
They're going to do that. I think one of the characters that I definitely should see, I want to see some Dragon Ball Hero and Super Dragon character. Which, in that title, Super Saiyan 2 Gogeta, Super Saiyan 3 Gogeta, Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta, Super Saiyan 3 Xeno Trunks, all of these characters in the universe, in Super Dragon, in Dragon Ball Heroes and Super Dragon Ball Heroes, could become big characters. Alright, well, that is going to
Everybody was hyped that game, because the first game was really good. The story was beautiful.
It was.
But let me just say, the game got a little bit too realistic. It got a lot of bad reviews, and a lot of good reviews, too.
I think it got more good reviews than bad reviews.
Oh, yeah. It's still going more good than bad, but it's scaling now, because it got so realistic. You can fall off your horse if the horse missteps. If you're running the police, you don't want to think, oh, my God, tires are about to actually pop, because, you know, there could be a Don't be that realistic. It's still good.
It's top tier. It's still a top tier.
Yeah, Rockstar is all top tier games. Except LA Noire, apparently. But
But that has been today's show, my friends. I hope you guys enjoyed this show. I really enjoyed it. Keith, it was nice to have you back on our show for the first time in 2019.
before it really was. So, L, as always, is having you here with us in the studio. All right. From the host with boasting of the boat, the best of the best, it's your boy here. And I'm signing off, but before we sign off, we are going to leave you guys off on Daystorm Hour with Tsunami. So I hope you enjoyed this radio broadcast. We guys on the next one, where we will be talking about
politics.
Our job. All right. So, as I told you guys last time, you can follow us on Twitter. It will be announced on our stage. So, make sure you know that. So, without further ado, guys, this is Jay, and this is Phil. We will see you guys again next time.
All right, so let's just tell we're talking to the sun now. All right, come on.
Keep talking.
Yeah.